know how to get back to the game.
Are they one of the best that ever played at their positions, but they really represent their team and themselves, their families off the field tremendously, and they're somebody that I can look up to and hope to achieve their standard of off the field community service.
Are athletes role models?
I think so. I mean, we're thrown up there on the stage. We're given a tremendous opportunity to do good in our communities, and I think it's our obligation, it's our duty to give back because of all the fans and all the cities have done for us.
Relative to being here at the Super Bowl, how are you doing?
Good. Not too bad. I just got in last night.
Good. So. Did you just get off a fishing boat?
I just got off the plane from Hawaii, actually.
Yeah, no, you did. But relative to being here in a Super Bowl city, have you been to Super Bowls before?
I've been to the city. I haven't been to the game.
But anyway, here you are as part of the Super Bowl weekend. Yeah. Does it put thoughts in your mind about what might be possible for the Browns someday?
Yeah, it was really fun just walking the streets last night, seeing all the people with Ravens gear on the plane, and just thinking about someday having those Ravens fans be Browns fans and the excitement that they would have watching us in the Super Bowl. It kind of took me over a little bit just on the way down here. It was kind of exciting.
Joe, you're on your fourth coach now. What do you think of the changes? Have you had any interaction with Chudzinski or anyone?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Chud when he was interviewing for the job, and I was really excited to see him get the role. I think when he was the offensive coordinator here in my first 2 years, I had a great deal of respect for his football mind, the leadership he showed in the offensive meeting room, and I thought he'd be a good head coach someday. And, you know, little did I know it'd kind of come full circle and he would get his first opportunity with the Browns, but I'm extremely excited and very happy for him.
How about with George Warhop sticking around, you know, continuity for you guys on the offensive line?
Yeah, I think it'll be important. I think we've been building some really good things in the offensive line. We've got six solid starters right now that have good experience playing, and I don't see much in the line of changes happening on our front. And to be able to keep George is huge to keep that continuity flowing.
What is your understanding of what the Browns offense will try to do with North and
Chief? Yeah. Well, I imagine it's going to be a lot like we were my first couple years, where we're throwing the ball downfield, trying to stretch vertically and also be a power running game. And I think that fits very well with the personnel that we do have. I mean, Trent's a lot like a young Jamal Lewis as far as his size, his stature, how he runs. And I think we've got some terrific down the field threats with Josh Gordon and some of the other guys. So I think it's going to be a great fit for the offense that we do have.
Are you concerned at all? There's a lot of talk about a new quarterback, and it's natural for a new regime to consider that. What are your thoughts on that position?
There's always going to be a lot of turnover when the new coach comes in. New general manager, I mean, they're going to bring their people in and they're going to make decisions on everybody that are totally unbiased, that are from the beginning, because none of them were brought in here by the new staff. So with that being said, I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback. I know we've got a couple guys that have a lot of a starting experience, and we got one guy who's got a start. So I don't know what angle they're going to take as far as the quarterback goes, but I imagine there'll be a competition in the spring, and I'm excited to see who wins.
Joe, Chud's 2 years with Cam Newton. All right, he's a different athlete, but did he lead you to believe at all that he wants to incorporate anything of this new zone read into the offense?
You know, we haven't talked specifics about offense scheme or anything like that, but I know Chud's a smart guy, and he's going to maximize the abilities of the players we have. So if we've got a guy back there that's athletic like Cam Newton, he'll probably incorporate some of the zone read stuff. But if we had a guy like Derek Anderson, what he was the first couple years, we don't want him running anywhere. So I think it's going to be more of a traditional offense. So I'm sure he'll tailor his offense to the personnel.
What about Norv Turner and all the experience that he brings to the table?
Well, he's a proven commodity as an offensive coordinator. Done a phenomenal job throughout his career. And I was excited when they brought him in, because I think that's one of the most important positions on any team, general manager, head coach, all of them included. I think offensive coordinator is extremely important, and Norv has a phenomenal track record.
Just real quick about this.
Congrats.
Yes. Accolade that you've ever received?
Well, I think it kind of blows it out of the water, really. I mean, this is really humbling just to be named with Walter Payton in the same sentence, and to see myself as a finalist with Larry Fitzgerald or Jason Witten, guys that I think are going to be in the Hall of Fame. So it's a humbling experience, no question.